Time now this morning for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, taking a look now here at sports this morning here on KJN, the state wrestling championships got underway yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with the traditional state tournament. Of course, the duels took place on Wednesday, but everything else in the traditional tournament getting underway yesterday here at the Wells Fargo Arena. We had reports for you throughout the day here on KJN, and we'll do the same once again here for you today. Letting you know a few results here for you for some local area wrestlers. Wrestlers that were winners in the opening round in Class 2A here locally were Darian Schwenke of Atlantic, also Walker Marshall of Missouri Valley, Jake Marlin of Creston Orient Maxburg, John Schwarty of Harlan, Juwan Parrish of Creston Orient Maxburg, Keegan Mumma of ADM Adele, also Drew Niebuhr of Perry, Derek Stork of Atlantic, also winners in the first round, Seth Asias of Red Oak, Keaton Hullett of Creston Orient Maxburg, Cass Waddell of Kipper Catholic, Colin Bevins of Creston Orient Maxburg, and Austin Conrad of Atlantic. They were all winners in the first round in 2A action. Consolation round winners in 2A locally that kept themselves alive in the tournament, Jared Eichheit of Kemper Catholic, Blake Luna of Clarinda, also Rob Young of Atlantic, and Trevor Frayne of Creston Orient Maxburg. They were all winners in the consolations. The other Atlantic wrestler, unfortunately, ends his tournament is Matt Williamson of Atlantic, as he lost both of his matches yesterday. So all the other four Atlantic wrestlers still alive in action that'll continue today. Also in Class 1A, winners in the first round locally were Taylor Curtis of Underwood, Ethan Rainick of Logan Magnolia, Tyler Kilner of Ogden. Also, it was Andrew Fausch of Underwood winning his first round match. Other first round winners in Class 1A were Mike Novotny of Underwood, Lauren Williams of Tri-Center, Drake Fenslau of Underwood, Gavin Schaefer of Woodbine, also Corey Schmelzer of Corning, Jesse Svoboda of Audubon, Mackenzie Hausman of Riverside. Also winners in the first round locally, Logan Melby of Logan Magnolia, Nick Fett of Audubon, Marco Naughton of St. Albert, David Howell of East Mills, and Dylan Sewer of Guthrie Center. They were all first-round winners in 1A. Winners in the consolations in 1A that kept themselves alive were Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon, Evan Hansen of Exira EHK, Quentin Doyle of Logan Magnolia, Blair Kirkhoff of Audubon, Cameron Minineau of Audubon, Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center, also Austin Labs of Guthrie Center, and those also Evan Schnack of Underwood. They were winners in consolation matches in 1A to stay alive in the tournament. In Class 3A, winners locally in the first round were Randy Schultz of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, also Mikey Wallace of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and also Zeb Wall of Lewis Central, Ben Schweary of Lewis Central, and Zach Renshaw of Lewis Central were all winners in the first round. Consolation winners locally, Jordan Easton of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln stayed alive in the tournament, and Austin Lear of Lewis Central also kept his tournament alive with a consolation round win. Leaders in the team scores in 3A, it's Bettendorf, followed by Linmar of Marion, West Des Moines Valley, Iowa City West, and Southeast Polk, the top five. In 2A, Assumption Davenport has the top spot, followed by West Delaware of Manchester, Denver Chipola, Perry, and Mediapolis round out the top five. Atlantic is in 14th currently in the team scoring. And in Class 1A, Eddyville Blakesburg has the top spot, followed by Alburnett, Don Bosco, Underwood, and Nashua Plainfield in the top five. Audubon right now in the seventh spot in the 1A team standing. So that's some results there for you from wrestling action. You can catch reports throughout the day here on KJN. Our first report will come to you at 10:20 here this morning. Also in high school basketball action last night. In the boys' postseason play, it was a district quarterfinal round action. And in Class 1A District 1, Trainer defeated Nishnabotna 85-41. It was Fremont Mills over Sydney 62-57. St. Albert beat Riverside 71-52. Also in action there, it was East Mills 65-44 over Walnut. In Class 1A District 2, Booyer Valley defeated West Harrison 55-40. Logan Magnolia 59-38 over Woodbine. West Monona over Charter Oak Ute 58-28. Arweva beat Whiting 64-55. In Class 1A District 15, Murray defeated Earlham 64-54. Lamoni over Van Meter 71-62 in overtime. Nottoway Valley beat up on East Union 74-25. Mount Air over Mormon Trail 66-30. In 1A District 16, Corning beat Villisca 88-64. Cam topped Lennox 69-47. Exira EHK winners over Stanton 66-41. And Adair Casey 55-44 over Griswold. In Class 2A District 1 action, it's Clorinda over Clorinda Academy 78-54. Underwood over Tri-Center 54-47. And in 2A District 2, Kemper Catholic beat IKM Manning 75-56. And Esac County 69-61 over Otobold Arthur. Battle Creek, Ida Grove. That's boys 1A and 2A quarterfinal round action from last night. Those winners move on to district semifinal play here next week. Also in college basketball, Tim Frazier scored 18 points, and Penn State withstood a three-point shooting barrage in the second half by Iowa's Matt Gatens to hold on for a 69-64 victory on Thursday night. And trailing 66-63 with 49 seconds left, Iowa's Melson Basabi missed two foul shots, and John Graham was fouled at the other end for Penn State. The redshirt freshman forward hit two free throws for a five-point lead, spurring a silent Jordan Center crowd into a raucous cheer. Basabi missed another foul shot with 7 seconds left, and Cameron Woodard went 1-for-2 from the line to seal the victory. Gatens hit 5-of-7 from behind the three-point arc in the second half. He scored 11 straight for Iowa at one point to help narrow a 16-point deficit to 2 with 2:40 left. He finished with a game-high 21 points, but he did miss all 5 of his field goal attempts in the first half before his second-half shooting spurt. In women's hoops, Camille Wallin gained reputation for having a flair of the dramatic during her basketball career as a guard at the University of Iowa. On Thursday at Chrysler Arena, Wallin's stellar basketball resume earned another stripe when the senior nailed a game-winning three-pointer with 48 seconds left to take down Michigan 58-57. It's Iowa's sixth consecutive win. The Hawkeyes never led prior to Wallin's clutch shot at the end. Also, another men's college basketball last night. It was fifth-ranked Duke staging a rally from 20 points down with 11:33 remaining to beat North Carolina State 78-73. And seventh-ranked Michigan State has moved back into a tie with number 6 Ohio State for the Big Ten Conference lead as Draymond Green scored 20 points and had 10 rebounds as the Spartans downed Wisconsin 69-55. Also in top 25 play, number 20 Florida State beat Virginia Tech 48-47 with a three-pointer with 2.6 seconds left from Michael Snair. And Robert Sacre contributed 20 points, and Sam Dower had 18 to lead number 24 Gonzaga past Santa Clara 73-62. And that's a look at college basketball scores from last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
And taking a look here at some other sports this morning for you. In the NBA last night, just 3 games on the slate as Indiana topped New Jersey 93-88, Chicago over Boston 89-80, and Portland fell to the LA Clippers. The Clippers win that one 74 to 71. Also in the NHL last night, it was Chicago topping the Rangers 4-2. Buffalo fell to Philadelphia. The Flyers win 7-2. Also was Tampa Bay over San Jose 6-5. St. Louis topped the Islanders 5-1. It was Winnipeg over Minnesota 4-3 in overtime. Also a game in overtime, it was Dallas defeating Calgary 3-2, and LA topped Phoenix by a score, or Phoenix topped LA, excuse me, by a score of 1-0 in hockey action last night. In other sporting news, sophomore Melvin Edgem is emerging as a key player for Iowa State this season. Edgem, a 6'6" forward from Toronto, Ontario, has blossomed into a steady swingman between star post player Royce White and Iowa State's trio of talented guards, Chris Allen, Scott Christopherson, and Chris Babb. Edgem is averaging 8.9 points a game, ranks ninth in the Big 12 with 6.4 rebounds a game, and is shooting a respectable 47% from the floor. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Edgem excels as a defender and rebounder for the Cyclones, who will go for their fourth win in six games on Saturday when they host Oklahoma at Hilton Coliseum. In college football news, Steve Spurrier and University of South Carolina officials will appear before the NCAA Committee on Infractions in Los Angeles Friday. The NCAA says the school received $55,000 in improper benefits for athletes, mostly football players, who stayed at a hotel for a reduced rate, and for South Carolina's involvement with a mentoring group in Delaware. In the PGA, Phil Mickelson has opened the Northern Trust Open in the same manner he won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am last weekend. Mickelson is the leader through one round, closing with a 35-foot chip for birdie on the final hole for a 5-under par 66. He's one shot ahead of J.B. Holmes and Hunter Mahan, with Jonathan Bird sitting two strokes back. And in the LPGA, American Paula Creamer had a hole-in-one on the 146-yard 12th hole, but it wasn't enough to grab the lead in the LPGA event being played in Thailand. The leader after an opening round 5-under 67 is Ai Mizado, and she leads five players ranked Na Yin Choi, Seiri Park, Amy Yang, Anna Nordqvist, and Kari Webb by one stroke. Creamer is five back. And the NBA has announced the participants in the three-point shooting challenge and the slam dunk contest for All-Star Weekend next Saturday. Miami teammates Mario Chalmers and James Jones will have three-point attempts, with Orlando's Ryan Anderson, also Atlanta's Joe Johnson, Kevin Love of Minnesota, and Anthony Morrow of New Jersey. Houston's Chase Budinger, Indiana's Paul George, Iman Shumpert of New York, and Derek Williams of Minnesota will vie for the slam dunk title. That's a look at some of the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. They're located at Main Street in Anita. Call 712-762-3022. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.